Mark.
Mark, go ahead, Mark.
I was wondering if it would be all right to include the kids in what was going on and let them listen to some of the CDs and stuff also. My kids are older.
So we don't have such a good connection, but I think what you said was, would it be okay to let the kids in on what's going on and to let them listen to the CDs? They're a little older. Was that your question?
Yes.
How old are they?
19, 21, and 22.
And do they already know about what's going on?
Yeah. They know. We were been separated for a while, and then she came back home.
Mm-hmm. And if you did let them listen to the CDs, the teleconferences, whatever, what's your intent? What are you trying to accomplish?
Let me put it this way. My daughter last night asked my wife to move back out because she thought her being there was hurting me. And
your daughter asked your wife to move out?
Yes. And so I kind of was wondering if she listened in on what I was doing now that might change her attitude too.
Okay. So let me say this in response. Mark, I think that your marriage, this goes for everybody, is a private matter. It's a private matter between you and your spouse. And you should not be discussing your marriage with anybody. You shouldn't be discussing it with friends. You shouldn't be discussing it with family. And you certainly shouldn't be discussing your marital situation with your children. It's a private matter, and you can't discuss your marriage with a friend or a family member without also discussing your spouse's marriage with them, because it's the same marriage. And to discuss your spouse's marriage to a friend or a family member would be a violation of their privacy. Who said your spouse allows that or gives you permission to do that? Now, I know in your case, Mark, maybe your wife is giving you permission and wants to do it. I'll get back to that in a second. But let me just address this generally first for everybody listening. So it would be a violation of your spouse's privacy, and it would be the wrong thing to do. Now, in case that's not morally compelling for you, I could answer the same question from a more tactical perspective. And that is by saying that not only is it the wrong thing to do, but if your spouse, I should say when your spouse finds out, they always do, they're going to be very upset. And they'll be justified because you will have violated their privacy. And they're going to be angry, and you'll have just set yourself back. You'll have done further damage to the relationship. I know this is shocking to many people because the first thing that so many people do when they find themselves in marital problems is they look for someone to talk to, and that someone is usually a family or a friend. And, social contract doesn't determine the truth. In other words, just because everyone does it doesn't make it right. It's a mistake. And it's a mistake that can hurt your marital situation. I'm not trying to beat anybody up for what mistakes you may have made in the past. I'm just trying to make it very clear. Forget about whatever mistakes you've made in the past. Let's just move forward productively starting today. And you should commit yourself to do the right thing and protect you and your spouse's privacy by not speaking about your marriage to any friend or family or anybody other than an unbiased, objective professional that's not personally involved. The second reason why you should not speak to friends or family about your marital situation is because if you do, you're going to almost inevitably be painting your spouse in a negative light. And you're going to be interfering with your spouse's relationship with whoever it is you're speaking to. That's not right. It's a huge burden to bear, that you should have interfered with somebody else's relationship. It's not the right thing to do. And once again, unless you, in case that's not morally compelling for you, tactically speaking, it's a disaster also, because your spouse, when they find out, they're going to be infuriated with you. And once again, even worse, they'll be justified. They'll be right. Thirdly, you want to make it as easy as possible for your marriage to get from where it's at to reconciled. You don't want to erect unnecessary hurdles. And when you damage your spouse's relationship with your mother, your brother, your friend, a mutual friend, a colleague, whatever the case may be, you're erecting hurdles. You're making the whole reconciliation now more difficult. Why? Because when a spouse turns to look at what's ahead of them in terms of renewing the marriage, they see now that not only do they have to reconcile with you and come clean with you and ask forgiveness from you and be remorseful with you and all of the humbling and humiliating and difficult experiences that that includes, but now they've got to do it with your brother too, or your mother, or their mother. You know, it's like one of the most common responses to a spouse discovering their spouse's infidelity is to call the person who's closest to the adulterer and to tell them, because it's vindictive. They want to hurt them back. And it's a very damaging thing to do. Very damaging. It makes the reconciliation more difficult, because now the person, you know, has to not only reconcile with you, but once again they've got to do that also with your mother or whoever it was that you told. So for all of those reasons, none of you should be speaking about your marital situation to family or friends. Now, Mark, back to your specific question, everything I just said applies to your children. But I would say that there's even a more important reason why you shouldn't, you know, share any of this with your children, and that's because there should be a very clear line of demarcation in a family between the parents and the children. You're not equals, and I don't care how, you know, I don't care if the kids are young adults like you described, late teens and early 20s, they're still your children, and you are still the parents. Parents often make the mistake of wanting to be their children's friend, to be their children's peer, to be their children's buddy. Your children's got plenty of friends and plenty of peers and plenty of buddies. They've only got one mother, and they only have one father. And we should all be trying to act like that mother or father. And there's a difference between, you know, a parent and a child. They're not equals. That a daughter should have the chutzpah, right, if you're familiar with that Yiddish word, you know, to ask a mother to leave the house is indicative of a certain parity that they believe exists, and it shouldn't exist. My father or my father-in-law walks into a room, I stand up. I don't expect them to stand up when I walk into a room, because it's a sign of respect. It's an indication that I am aware of the difference between us and the element of, I want to use the word authority. I don't mean that. That's not really, I can't think of the right word. But anyway, it's just an example of the kind of, you know, delineation that should exist in a family between, you know, in certain relationships. And in terms of them, you know, reviewing the materials, some of the materials, I think could be appropriate for, you know, young adults to review. Like, for example, the book. Because it could be, you know, maybe you consider it part of your parenting responsibility to train them, to educate them, to prepare them for marriage. But a lot of the material is, you know, the more like the CDs and the teleconferences, and certainly the Q&A teleconferences, are really geared not toward educating and preparing people for a marriage, but you know, there's a lot of discussion about marital crisis situations, things that there's no reason for children to be exposed to. You know, infidelity and all this stuff. I mean, they're not in a broken marriage. Why do they need to hear all this? And so I think the majority of the materials would not be a good idea to share with young adults or children.